KPOO San Francisco. It's 9 o'clock.
Kind of stuff. Hi, y'all. Hi, y'all in Oakland, Alameda, San Leandro, Hayward, Palo Alto, East Palo Alto, Berkeley, Palo Alto Garden, Redwood City, San Mateo, Burlingame, Napa, Santa Rosa, Vallejo, Richmond, Marin City, San Francisco, Alcatraz, and hi, my friends in San Quentin tonight. One thing about you fellas, You don't never have to worry about no arms. You never have to worry about no arms because the arm of the Lord got you. That's why the man, you don't have enough arms? Here's some more arms.
These arms are mine. They are lonely. Arms of mine, they are yearning, yearning for wanting you, and if you would let them, oh.
On your radio dial as you're listening to the Rockin' Lucky Show. These arms of mine. And next, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Vells. The Vells sing, "You never cherish a love so true until after it's gone." It's the Vells. "You never cherish a love so true until after it's gone."
Another Thanksgiving, everybody. November 23rd, 2017. It's time to place that portable radio in a time machine. Go back to November of 1962 in this situation, Rockin' Lucky. Yes, indeed. Originally from Orange, Texas, and KSAN. Oh, the time was just fantastic. Tuning to the radio at 1450 on your AM dial, KSAN. All of this is happening with our Thanksgiving Day air check special here on KPOO with Dave. Hope you're going to be spending a wonderful day this Thanksgiving morning and afternoon and evening as we continue with the sounds with our portable radio and time machine going back to November of 1962 with Rockin' Lucky, of course. Then we're going to go back to 61 with Magnificent Nonnie on KSAN Radio. Then Chuck Scruggs and much, much more coming your way. Keep your dial set right where it's at, okay? In the meantime, we're getting back into that portable radio and time machine. Release me, of course, the Lester Phillips, but not from my regular record collection, but from our portable radio time machine as we go back to, oh yes, that faithful evening in November of 1962 with Rockin' Lucky on KSAN.
Release me. and let me love again.
Go. That's what the man said from KFAN 1450 on your radio dial. Release me and let me go. The H&R Meat Market, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget now, if you need a turkey, anything like that. Oh, yeah. Telephone was worrying me. The H&R Meat Market, ladies and gentlemen. Some of put that bird on this rotisserie and put it on. You bake them so many hours, it cuts off automatically, you know. And man, when that bird get done wrong about 8 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning, I'm gonna have me some turkey. Yeah. And I'm gonna get me some rice and oyster dressing and stuff him. Man, everything gonna be cool. But the yard bird's gonna come, rather it did come from the H&R Meat Market. So you go and buy your turkey tomorrow from the H&R Meat Market. I'm gonna have myself a bowl. Even though I'll be by myself. But no, I won't. I have the turkey. We're going to have ourselves a ball. Here it is once again, ladies and gentlemen. Brooke Benton, Hotel Happiness.
I'm checking out a hotel on Linnet. All my lonely days, they're all through. I'm checking into Hotel Happiness. Oh, yeah. 'Cause darling, I found me
Good lucky November of 1962 here on our Thanksgiving Day Air Check special. We place that portable radio in our time machine and go back. We do it every year. How many years have been doing it now? I don't know. 30 years, maybe? I don't know. It's hard to say. It's been a tradition here on KPOO Radio, and it's been a lot of fun. And we got lots of stuff coming your way. We're going to go back a year earlier, to November of 1961, Magnificent Montague, when he was here in the Bay Area on KSAN Radio. And we also have his interview with H.P. Barnum, a big record producer and promoter from out of Los Angeles. Came up and visited him in San Francisco on one Saturday morning back in November of 1961. And, of course, we got the famous Thanksgiving Eve morning drive show with Bug Scruggs on KSAN Radio, November 1962. That's coming up, too. A lot is happening right here on our special Thanksgiving Day happening that we've been doing for 30 years here on KPOO, okay? Also, I just want to let you know that all the music that we're going to be playing on our Thanksgiving Day Air Check special was recorded and heard on radio before 1964, okay? So the era we're picking is the early 60s here, and that also applies to the music. And here's a good example right here, going back to 1960. Oh, it's that Candy Apple Red Impala. It's Dave on our Thanksgiving Day Air Check special on KPOO.
I've got a strange Candy Apple Red Impala. Got a beauty around the corner. It's a straight chicken reel. It's a Candy Apple Red Impala.
Hey,
look at me go. Yeah.
When I shove it in the low.
Hey, man, I really go.
Then I go to second gear.
Well, then I really tell.
Then I shove it in the hall.
Hey, man, I really fly. Hey, look at me go.
I got a big carburetor. Got a three-quarter cam. Got a fuel injector. Got a blower, too. A super sliding motor that I just won't quit.
Got a pile of lies and then a moody quill.
That's in my face. It feels the candy apple red impala. Candy apple red impala.
And I'm moving well.
But that's what's making me feel the candy apple red impala.
Yeah, that's all it's pretty.
It's my best cigarette, the candy apple red impala.
Flash, cause you was going too fast.
Why would you
mean? Very well what I mean.
What are you?
110 and 25 pounds.
110, there ain't no more in that car.
Never mind that.
What do you know all life?
There you go. Little Lee and the Mellotone 3, the Candy Apple Red Impala, on Thanksgiving Day Air Check special with Dave jiving around. Is going to be back next Thursday at the usual time, 9 o'clock. In the meantime, Junior Parker, this is Driving Wheel.
My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob and steal. My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob and steal.
you something. I want to tell you about my baby. I'm going to tell you about my baby. Every time she walks.
There you go, Junior Parker there, going back to the late summer, early fall of 1961, Driving Wheel. In the meantime, Mary Wells. Back to the fall of 1963. What's so easy for two is so hard for one. 24 minutes after the hour of nine, our Thanksgiving Day air check special, part of our radio time machine, which we'll get back to a little bit later on. In the meantime, Eddie Holland, a little Jamie for you.
Listen, my friends, while I tell you about a girl that's so divine. I love her for the joy she's brought me, for she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie,
Jamie.
Talking about Jamie,
Jamie.
Talking about Jamie,
Jamie.
That's my love. Has so long and pretty that shine like gold. She has the kind of love for me that will never, never grow. Oh, Jamie,
Jamie.
I'm talking about Jamie,
Jamie.
Oh, talking about Jamie,
Jamie.
That's my girl.
Oh,
she comforts me when I am sad. With me when times are bad, she kisses me.
kisses so divine. I thank the Lord up above for making Jamie all mine. I'm so glad to belong to her, and she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie. Talking about Jamie. Yeah, talking about
there you go, Eddie Holland there, Jamie, going back to the end of 61, beginning of 1962. Hey, let's get back to our portable radio and our time machine. As I promise you, Magnificent Montague, who worked several different radio markets. And of course, I remember him best in the early 60s when he was at KSAN Radio as Jumpin' George for a while in 1960. Then Magnificent Montague in 1961. And eventually he went down to KGFJ in Los Angeles. But hey, when he was in San Francisco, he was one of the best. That's for sure. And this was an interview that took place as we sat our portable radio and time machine either for November 4th or November 11th of 1961. I'm not too sure. Accuracy of my time machine is off a little bit. It's off by about a week, either November 4th or November 11th, 1961. It was a Saturday morning when he interviewed H.P. Barnum. And just before that, we're going to have a little bit of Magnificent Montague there by himself playing the music for you. Then we get right into that interview.
Joyce, time being 6:38. Whatever the occasion, say it with flowers. I like to suggest if you're going to get caught right with flowers. Perhaps you can go down swinging. Just call Glenn Smith here on KSAN. All right, we'll keep going. Got a little slight cold, but nevertheless, the show must go on. And on November the 24th, a great star, a great voice, Larry Williams, move, dance, go, go! We'll be right back.
Jagger on it. Ought to see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. She's not very bad, just skin and bone. But I love her, she loves me. Oh, how happy now we can be, making love underneath the apple tree. Well, I told her mama and her papa too.
Kindly. All right, there you go. The Shirelles, you go over that sound the great big way here on KSAN.
Sure, I'd like to talk to some of you, so if you want to give us a little call here at KSAN. And what's the number over here, Montague?
Market 18171. Incidentally, dear listeners, H.B. Bottom has had many hits. He's very modest. H.B., what are some of the records you had out, H.B.?
Well, I've been doing mostly arranging for the other artists, and some of the records we had out recently are I Can See in the Turners Is Gonna Work Out Fine, Stick Shift by the Duels, we had Pink Shoelaces, Peanut Butter, Ann Margaret's, Ann Margaret's first record, Lost Love, and her second record, I can't think of the name.
And you have a record out now, don't you?
I have a record out now called Baby, Baby, Baby. This phone is burning up. What do you got going here?
I just wanted to show you that my darlings care about my health and they're thankful for you.
I think you got everybody up here listening to this show.
That's right. Now, darling, keep the phone ringing because I got to show H.B. Bottom from Los Angeles that you are with me and
working to death. Now, just a minute, Andy. I can't answer this phone and work these dials, too. There's enough buttons up here to drive a spaceship.
Well, let them know that she'll be here on the show, too.
Jackie. Oh, Jackie DeShannon? Oh, of course. I talked to Jackie down in Los Angeles. I think I talked to her Wednesday night.
Good.
She said she'll be here. Timmy Euro's going to be here. Marie Knight's going to be here. The Tides. I'm getting the marathons up here. The boys are ahead.
You better answer the phone.
You don't
answer it live. Yeah,
well, answer it live.
All right. I'll get it right live.
Good morning, KSN. Good morning. This isn't Montague. This is H.B. Barnum sitting in for Montague. Oh, we sound alike.
No. What?
What? No. Uh-oh. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. Come back. Come back. Well, he has a cold, but he's going to get him some 666 and he'll be straight. Get him some 666 and he'll be groovy. Yeah. No, we're no relation. Are we relation, Montague?
No.
No, he refuses to. Well, we got a whole lot of love together, don't we? Ain't this the magnificent Montague show? And this is H.B. Barnum sitting in for Montague. You know what, man? One of my cousins just called.
They did.
That's right. I haven't seen him since we left. Well, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Since you got the Bigfoot country.
Well, yeah. But I hope they're going to be at that big KSN charity show, though. I got to have some kind of support out there.
HB, could you tell me about this lost love that you recorded? How did it happen?
How did it happen? Well, this was...
The truth.
Oh, the truth. Well, see, I was going to say that this is one of the numbers I stayed up writing for nights and nights and nights.
That's not the truth.
That's not the truth.
Seriously, darling, he's a very handsome young man, and because, after all, you know, I don't allow any men on my program.
The truth. The truth.
You know, you ought to be flattered. You ought to be flattered, because I don't allow men on this show. Only during commercial time, and that's on a transcription.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason why I do that, I don't want to get fired. So, you're lucky that I share my glory with you. And I'll tell you this. When my darlings call, don't date them, no nothing.
No dates.
No dates.
No dates.
Go back empty-handed where you come from.
Empty-handed.
Los Angeles. Oh. I'll tell you what we got. We got about 5 minutes, darling. Call him again, mark it 18171. Thank him, and then we'll go into the spiritual show and see how he can do that.
Because I bought you a spiritual record, you know that.
Well, you better hurry and play this until we can get into it.
Okay, we're going to play a little bit of this Lost Love. This is the big accident. And what turned out to be a very,
which
very,
made you
very,
rich.
Very good accident.
Which made you rich.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
There you go, H.B. Barnum. The interview with Magnificent Montague, either on November 4th or November 11th, 1961. And we'll be getting back to more of our portable radio and time machine as we go to, where we're going to go? Yeah, Chuck Scruggs, Bug Scruggs on KSN. This is Thanksgiving Eve, November 20th, 1962. That's coming up. In the meantime, The Miracles, Bill Smokey Robinson, The Load You Can Count On from 1963. It's Dave on our Thanksgiving Day Air Check Special. Good morning, everybody. Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, A Love She Can Count On from the spring of 1963 on our Thanksgiving Day Air Check Special as we continue our campaign to raise $75,000 for KPOO Radio by the end of the year. We want you to send some money in today in the form of a check. Go online, you know, your credit card, whatever you want to do here. We need your money. We want to raise that money by the end of the year, okay?
Once I had a love. Seventeen.
There you go, from the late spring, early summer of 1963, Billy Abbott, their Groovy Baby. It's 9:48 as we continue with our Thanksgiving Day Air Check special. Our portable radio and time machine is going to be happening right now as we go back to Thanksgiving Eve, November 20th, 1962, with Bug Scruggs on KSAN.
18 minutes of 8 o'clock. Come back here. It's 18 of 8 and it's birthday time. 15 of 8. I said 15 of 8 in the morning. Birthday time is on at Klondike 21332. Hey, Mama, let's get those things in our washer so we'll be, you know, like, wash-free for Thanksgiving Day. Now, you don't want to have to do any washing tomorrow. And, of course, you can do it today in quick time to go do your shopping. If you let Tide do your dirty work, yeah, Tide goes to work fast and washes, Mom. Gets those clothes cleaner, and you know what else? Most of all, it makes them smell so good. And that's what you want in a wash today. I mean, clothes today, you wash them today, and they're musty tomorrow. That's no good. Well, Tide has beat all the must out of the clothes it's washed in the... And keep a digging the happenings right off your radio. There are a few things you ought to know about, and here's one of them right here from Good Rockin' Lucky. What might be considered bad news could end up to be good news. Listen and see.
Oh, yes, my friend.
Someone who is celebrating a birthday today, visiting here in the Bay Area, and maybe you know them. We'll give you their name in a moment, and on the birthday salute there, and maybe you'll know them, see? Some old home folks running you down there, see? You can be found. You never can tell. Got a little thing right here that I think you ought to know about if you're going to go anywhere. Maybe you're going to go back to Goose Creek, huh? Or go somewhere, wherever you want to go on a little trip, maybe for the holidays. Go by Greyhound. You ain't careful, baby. It's 5.5. Wait a minute. 5.5 of 8. There you go.
Black pepper make you sneeze. It don't make you cry. You don't believe me, baby. Just shake it in your eye. Don't bring no pepper around my house. My baby done told.
Big hit, too, that is. That's Roy Lee Johnson. He's got a new thing, you know, called Black Pepper Will Make You Sneeze. 4 of 8, KSAN Birthday Time. Radio News! Late-breaking headlines brought to you by Dr. H.H. Brady. Those are the 8 o'clock headlines brought to you by Dr. H.H. Brady, your friendly credit dentist located 942 Market in San Francisco, 47714 in Oakland. Dr. Brady brings you the 7, 8, and 9 o'clock a.m. news and the 4:55 and 5:55 p.m. news Monday through Friday. Complete details of these and other top stories at 8:30. Keep your dial set at 1450. KSAN for more news, more often. KSAN time on the cuckoo clock on the cuckoo wall right now brings us up to about 4:30 past 8 o'clock. Stand by for birthday time. We're going to say a big hearty happy birthday to all you swinging birthdayites out there in just a quick shake. Sydney and Johnny, happy birthday all day. To
your birth, and I do hope that it brings the best.
Birthday to you all day long on your day today. Happy birthday at 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Got 3 minutes while the record is playing. Before the record ends, give us an answer, Klondike 21332, and you win a KSAN Tough recording. Here's a little thing right here, and we'd like for you to explain to us exactly what is meant here. We'll give the phrase. You hear phrases, and you tell us what is meant by the phrase. Now, somebody obviously has the answer already, the question already. Hello. They do. They call us before we give a question. Don't do that. You know, make it unfair that way. What is meant by the phrase? Do you have an answer? Hello? You got an answer? You just wait? Well, you can't wait on the line because you're tying it up. Everybody's got to start together here. I'll hold the receiver off the hook, and anybody who calls will not get an answer at all or a ring. Above board. What is meant by above board? This is a San Francisco twister at KL21332. Above board. You hear that all the time. For Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Sam Cooke sings.
If I go a million miles away, I'd write a letter each and every day. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Pass me by, but honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Oh, you're the apple of my eye, you're cherry pie, and oh, you're cake and ice cream. Oh, you sugar and spice, and everything nice. You're the girl of my dreams. But if you wanted to leave me and roam, when you got back, I'd just say, welcome home. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you.
What would you say that if I said this deal is above board, or that person operates above board? What do I mean? That's correct. We didn't get but one answer. You know what? I think I should give somebody else a crack at this. So I'll take your name and I won't give the answer out. And I'll give somebody else while the next commercial is playing one more winner a chance. What's your name? Shirley. Hale. Your address? 32 Margaret. Uh-huh. Okay, well, you are a second-time winner. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. I was reading over one here. This is too hard. It says, walls have ears. This is East Bay. Walls have ears. You've heard of that expression before? Walls have ears. I'll tell you what, since that one's a little bit harder, I don't think that one is as common as the one we had for the West Bay. I'll give you two, and you can answer either one of them, East Bay. Walls have ears and sour grapes. Sour grapes. What does sour grapes mean? Either one you want to answer, the first two correct answers win a KSAN Tough recording before the end of the next record. Okay, Klondike 21332. Walls have ears, and the other one is something called sour grapes. What do we mean by this? What's the meaning?
The fifth annual KPOO fundraiser is underway now. KPOO is a local, nonprofit, listener-sponsored community radio station. Help us reach our fundraising goal of $75,000 by December 31st. We need the help of every listener to keep broadcasting throughout the year. The $75,000 will cover our major annual operating expenses. Please donate online using PayPal or send a check or money order to KPOO, Post Office Box 156650, San Francisco 94115. No amount is too small or too large, and all donations are tax deductible. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Marilyn. And as I said before, and as she said, help us out today, whatever you can afford. We'd be most appreciated. We want to reach that goal of $75,000 by December 31st. Of course, last year we did even better than that. So maybe we could achieve $100,000, but all that money will be spent wisely to keep KPOO on the air. It's so important that you do support us. Again, please send us a personal check, cashier's check, or a money order. Place it in an envelope. Address that envelope to KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156650. That's 156650, San Francisco 94115-6650. Or go to the KPOO website at kpoo.com. And there, look for the support us link and then follow the instructions on how you can send us money that way. So help us out today, whatever you can afford. And of course, KPOO Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which means anything you send us is totally tax deductible on your federal income tax return. So you gain in every way, okay?
If she says you can't go out with the boys, tell me she can just tell her off. Lock her in the closet and stop right out, and then she'll know who's boss. Remember what Mr. Shakespeare said in The Taming of the Shrew. If they get too wise, cut them down to size. Don't let them pick the best of you. Same all over the world, there's only one way to treat a girl. Every now and then you gotta get a little rough. They'll love you more if you treat them tough. So if you're looking for a happy life, better listen to my song. Just let them know that you're the boss, and believe me, you'll never go wrong. Come to know it's the same all over the world. There's only one way to treat a girl. Every now and then you gotta get a little rough. They'll love you more if you treat them tough. Say, man, yes, baby, dishes the other night. Yeah, man, I think you're hit back.
Well, man, I might be in pain, but my wife don't treat me like her used to.
In the summer of 1963, Jimmy Soul, Treat 'Em Tough. Of course, he had Matilda. You know, it was his first big hit in 62. That was followed by If You Want to Be Happy. And then he came out with this, Treat 'Em Tough, in the summer of 1963. Yes, indeed. Jimmy Soul, just for you. And what do we have next? Oh, hey, let's do a little Christmas. Amos Melbourne, why not? All right.
Christmas time comes but once a year.
Melbourne at 6 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. Let's get back to our portable radio and time machine. Thanksgiving Eve, November 20th, 1962. KSAN Radio and Bug Scruggs. And do walls really have ears?
Walls have ears. We mean walls have secrets, you know. Secrets are rumored around, you might say. Walls have ears. Secrets mean secrets get rumored around. get rumored around. Walls do, like they hear, like they, if walls, you've heard that, walls have ears. And if the walls could talk, they could tell a lot, you know. Then there's the sour grapes. Sour grapes means things depressing because they are beyond reach. Things depressed. Or what is it? Is it depressed? No, the word is deprived. I'm sorry. I'm looking wrong altogether. I'm looking at three or four different words. The word is despised. Sour grapes means things despised because they are out of, beyond reach or out of reach. Despised is a right word. I'll get it right in a minute. My book here is getting a little frail and all the words stick together here, you know. Well, we hope you'll stick together. K-S-A-N Radio News. KSAN Radio News. Keep your dial set at 1450 KSAN for more news more often. Next news headlines at 9 o'clock. If you're driving along, take it slow as you go. Don't drive yourself to death.
We are now at the Anti-Fun League Auditorium, and with me is the chairman of the Non-Entertainment Committee.
This is little Esther Phillips. Let me go. Release me. Dixie Peach at all drug variety and supermarkets and 39 and 69. You'll stay tuned for Swingin' Ollie Freeman, who follows the KSAN new feature, The Happy Talk House. See you at 1 o'clock.
Now's the time to get your car fixed right, right, right.
Non-carbonated drink made from real fruit. Yet, thanks to Sugarol, it contains 87% less calories than ordinary pineapple grapefruit drinks. Shasta low-calorie fruit drinks also come in orange, grape, and pineapple orange. All vitamin-enriched. Try some, because it has to be Shasta.
Has to be Shasta with a 33 RPM, you know, electrical transcription commercial being played at 45. What do you expect? That's the type of sound you're going to get. And the Crosstown Garage voiceover was from Chuck Trammell, who was one of the Jumpin' Georges on KSAN back in the summer of 1962. Then he was rehired by Les Molloy in 1964 when KSAN became KSOL. So he was there for a while there, Chuck Trammell, the late Chuck Trammell. And, of course, we also lost Bug Scruggs, of course, as well. Anyway, our portable radio and time machine is happening right now, and lots of great music and stuff. But in the meantime, we're going to get back again to our portable radio and time machine. This time, this particular gentleman was on the air with a musical program called Jazzland on KTIM in San Rafael back in the 50s. And he eventually came to KSAN in the summer of 1962 as the religious programming director, and he also had a gospel show on KSAN on weekday mornings from 9 until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, called the Gospel Jubilee. And he was at KSAN, I guess, for about 6 months, and then he left and went to KKS in Pittsburgh, California, where he did his Gospel Jubilee program Sunday mornings on that station, on 990 AM. And he also had a shift Sunday evening doing R&B to fill in the void because there was no soul music on any of the R&B stations in the Bay Area on Sunday night because they were all doing religious programming and church remote broadcasts. So he filled in the void with doing R&B on Sunday night on KKIS. We're talking about Ollie Freeman. This is how his Gospel Jubilee program opened back on November 20th, 1962 on KSAN. Ollie Freeman, as we fire up our portable radio and time machine.
KSAN Radio at 1450 on your dial. Well, the correct time now exactly 7 minutes past 9 a.m. And a very pleasant good Wednesday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Again, yours truly, Ollie Freeman speaking. Permit me, if you please, to enter the quiet comforts of your peaceful surroundings on a very pleasant Wednesday morning, bringing to you Northern California's greatest inspirational record feature, the original Gospel Jubilee program with songs of inspiration from the biblical pages of time. And here now, with the warm, soothing lyric of the beautiful theme song titled Jesus, we graciously invite you to relax, settle back, and receive it while we send it out your way from now until 1 p.m. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, the Lord is my light and salvation. in my meditation, hearkening to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray.
Well, once again, I'm inviting my good colleague friend to step into the Gospel Jubilee Spotlight picture and have a few words with you.
There you go, Ollie Freeman there. And, of course, his board habits and audio console habits, turntable habits, well, not perfect there. He obviously didn't turn the volume down after the record ended there, so you heard that little flub. But anyway, that's Ollie Freeman on KSAN 2 days before Thanksgiving in 1962, November 20th, with our portable radio and time machine. This is Dave. Yes, a very special Air Checks Thanksgiving Day special.
Come on, baby, and be my guest. I'm trying to party.
Hi, this is Rockin' Jim. You're invited to join me every Monday night for a vintage R&B session. You'll hear vocal groups like the Harptones, Moonglows, Coasters, Dells, and Manhattans. Artists like Laverne Baker, Lil Willie John, Gene Chandler, Billy Stewart, and Otis Redding. Blues people like Elmore James, Lil Walter, and Johnny Guitar Watson. Lots of great vintage instrumental and gospel sides. Everything from the well-known to the very obscure. It's all here for you every Monday night at 8:30 on the Grinders Grooveyard, your Monday night R&B session. See you then.
November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Lung cancer is the nation's leading cause of cancer-related death and will claim the lives of nearly 160,000 Americans this year. Successful treatment stems from early detection. Early detection with CT screening has been demonstrated to reduce deaths from lung cancer in certain high-risk persons based on age and smoking history. Talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. Most lung cancer shows no symptoms until it is already spread to other organs. If symptoms do occur, they may include coughing, wheezing, hoarseness, and fatigue. Smoking is a major risk factor, but you can develop lung cancer even if you don't smoke. For more information, visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo, one word, .org. This health reminder is from the Radiological Society of North America.
Time to do a little retro on our time machine, and from November of 1962, we're going to go back to November of 1961. I certainly don't want to forget about Herb Campbell, who became Burt Bell on KSOL. But Herb came from Alabama, moved to San Francisco, lived out in the Sunset District, had been there all his time after he moved from Alabama, you know, until he passed away there on 41st Avenue. And so he went through the whole thing. He went through KSAN, working under Norwood Patterson, who owned the station at the time. And then, of course, then when Les Molloy purchased the station, he hung around with that operation and had his name changed to Burt Bell. And then he went also to KCBS for a while. So, and the last activity he had was owning a janitorial service. Herb was an amazing guy. He was the music director of KSOL for some time. And we place our radio in our time machine and go back to either November 3rd or November 10th, 1961, the early years of Herb Campbell on KSAN and some of the music he played during that time.
Chantel's and look in my eyes. 5:10 is the time here on KSAN, and here's the blues with Lil Willie John. I need your love so bad.
To lead me through the night. I need for someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. When the night begins and until it ends, I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, I need your love so bad. So give it up and bring it home to me, or write it on a paper so it can be read to me. Tell me you love me and stop driving me mad, 'cause I need your love so bad. I need a soft voice that will talk to me at night.
I Need Your Love So Bad, Little Willie John, going back to the fall of 1961 there during Herb Campbell's bout on KSAN radio. Yeah, and I told you all about Herb and coming out from Alabama and so forth before that particular clip. Anyway, we got Sid McCoy next. And, of course, this gentleman was the voice of Soul Train back in the 70s, but he definitely had a wonderful career in Chicago there doing syndicated programs, radio programs for Jet and Ebony magazines and so forth, an audio version of that, and Call Showcase. We have The Open, which was recorded back in November of 1962, as aired on KDIA, and of course, he normally did his syndicated shows out of Chicago, but in this case, this open, he was in New York City. And of course, he was also the voice of one of the big sponsors for his particular program, Pet. Pet foods, and of course, Pet evaporated milk. What a beautiful voice. What a beautiful voiceover for this Pet commercial. Definitely got to listen to this. And now the open for his show called Showcase, Sid McCoy.
This is Sid McCoy coming to you from New York City and inviting you once again to spend the next few minutes with us here on Showcase, where today we're very proud to have as our guest Mrs. Jerry Major, society editor of Jet Magazine and associate editor of Ebony Magazine. Won't you join us? Special than a new baby in the family. A baby you can plan for and hope for. And of course, you'll be hoping his future will be a bright one. As bright as if he'd been born with a golden spoon in his mouth. That's why we suggest you start your baby outright with a formula made from Pet evaporated milk. Remember, a Pet milk formula could well be his golden spoon for the start toward a healthy future. Case. It is indeed proud to have as his guest today Mrs. Jerry Major, Society Editor of Jet Magazine, Associate Editor of Ebony Magazine, and a very charming and interesting person. Mrs. Major, welcome to Showcase.
And there you go, Sid Nicoy and Showcase. And maybe you're wondering, how did they distribute these shows? What did Sid do to distribute these shows to various radio stations? Well, you know, they didn't have the internet back in the early 60s. So the only way they could, you know, basically create media and so forth was to cut electrical transcriptions. What's an electrical transcription? Nothing but a phonograph record. That's just the broadcast term for a phonograph record. And a lot of these discs were either 16 inches in diameter or the standard 12 inch you see as in a standard LP. And with the 16 inch, you could put multiple programs on one disc on both sides and so forth. And they were sent through the ordinary U.S. mail to the various radio stations. That's how they did it. So a lot of times these recordings were made on a certain date, and it could be weeks before they're actually aired on a radio station as far as the distribution through the U.S. mail. And I think UPS was around too, so I'm not too sure exactly what other type of carrier they used to send these programs out back in the early 60s, but that's what they did. Anyway, Sid Nicoy, Showcase from 1962. Anyway, back to more music with the Supremes from the early fall of 1963. You definitely remember this. Okay, it's all happening with Dave here, and it's our Thanksgiving Day Air Check Special. Shining in his eyes there, the Diana Ross and the Supremes, going back to the fall of 1963. All happening with Dave 89.5 here in San Francisco, and it's our portal radio time machine air checks, and it's just about time to do our Rockin' Lucky time machine thing. We're covering an expanse from December 15th, 1960, all the way to December 7th, 1963 on KSAN Radio, minus what you heard earlier when he was referencing Thanksgiving and the old Rock Open. So let's get started as our final element here on our Thanksgiving Day Air Check special.
Packed with nourishing protein and extra nourishing.
By the way, that's the voice of John Hardy right there.
Now, Golden State Cottage Cheese on hand in your refrigerator. Golden State Cottage Cheese is just another reason why your family always gets the most. Let the burner turn you right here on KSAN in San Francisco, picking sounds from KSAN's top 10. So dig the burner today at noon, tomorrow at noon, daily from Monday through Saturday. It's the burner on KSAN. Well, friend, there you have a little get-together we've called for the past hour and a half or so, the John Hardy get-together. I want you to stay tuned here. Good Rockin' Lucky standing by to take over, and he'll be with you until it's 1 o'clock in the morning. This is your boy John Hardy again saying thanks for listening, take it easy, and remember your ABCs while you're saying a Merry Christmas. Always be kickin'.
John Hardy!
That was a rooster.
What a rooster. Well, ladies and gentlemen, John Hardy has brought you this far. I'm going to try to take it a little farther. Right on down the line. Yes! Doody, doody, shooty, doody, cock-a-doody. All that kind of jazz. Yeah, I feel so... Well, good. John Hardy. Oh, by the way, he'll be back again tomorrow morning from 6 until 9. John Hardy, ladies and gentlemen, look at the John Hardy show. Stay tuned for our next program, which follows immediately.
Trouble is, you're just lazy, kid.
ASAN Top 20. Yes, you can win the KSAN Top 20 tunes this week. If you have the number, we'll call in a moment. If you don't have a number, then stop at your favorite record shop today and ask for the KSAN Hot Sheet. You'll find your number on that KSAN Hot Sheet. Then dial in on 1450 every day when you'll hear winning numbers broadcast throughout the day. And when you hear your number called, all you have to do is phone the KSAN studios at Klondike 21332. That's Klondike 21332 within 3 minutes after your number is called, and you can win all 20 of the KSAN Top 20 tunes for this week. Tell your friends about it. It's fun to play KSAN Tough 20. Now here's another KSAN Tough 20 winning number. And if you have it, call KL2-1332, Klondike 2-1332 within the next 3 minutes. And now here is the number.
And the number, my friend, is 326. 326. 326. And this is still KSAN, 1450 on your radio dial in San Francisco, California. Miss Kim Weston, sing next. Love me all the way. Love me all the way.
the hop.
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what, girl?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
What do you mean, can you go to the hop? You better go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing and the dishes ain't clean. Go in the kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Hurry up before I go upside your knot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? All you ever do when you come in from school, throw down your books, sit on a TV stool. Glued to the set just like you're in a trance, jumping around doing a funny looking dance. I'll make you dance, oh, and I'll make it hot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting wild with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's an old soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. But when I finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this jab talk has really got to go. When you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting wild with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no-soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. But when I finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. When you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, yo. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's an old soft touch.
When
I finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to
take
go.
And
when you want, you call
take
me daddy. When you get it, daddy, yo. You call me as well, say I should be.
And like I said, take it if you don't like to stay break. Call Mark 1817, Mike.
Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting ready with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. But when I'm in it, call me daddy when you get it.
Call
it
back after this.
You call me as well, say I should pick up on the hat. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your...
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
I don't have time to talk.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
Take it a break it. Big pardon? You want to break it then? Okay, lover girl.
Go to the hop.
Hey, what, girl?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Take the break.
What do you mean? Can you go to the hop? You better go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing and the dishes ain't clean. Go in the kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Hurry up before I go upside your knot.
Okay, call me after this.
Say what? Bye. Throw down your books, sit on a TV stool. Glued to the set just like you're in a trance. Jumping around, doing a funny looking dance. I'll make you dance,
Mark,
oh, and I'll make it hot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting wild with a little too much. Finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. I wait, we'll pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes. Keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? I guess you think your dad's a no-soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. But when I finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. But when you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, yo. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the hat. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
Take it. Thank you. Take it or break it.
And there you go. Rockin' Lucky. Take it or break it. And he actually broke the record physically if the votes were no on a particular thing he played. So, and in this case, with the Cashmere's and Eddie Jones recording of Baby, Can I Go to the Hop? I don't know if he actually broke the record or put it back on the stack for playing later on. That's Rockin' Lucky for you. And a few months later, in early 1964, Rockin' Lucky was fired because of something he said on the air. And that was the end of his radio career forever. Anyway, that's it. It's been another Thanksgiving Day Air Check special. And it's been a lot of fun. We'll be back with our regular Jiving Around program next Thursday with a lot of Christmas stuff. Like what you're hearing right now, Jimmy McGriff is his Christmas happening from 1963 there. Anyway, do something today on this Thanksgiving Day. Go down to Glide and help out. Volunteer St. Anthony's. They're always looking for volunteers to help serving meals or whatever. And actually, you should be doing things like that all year round. Anyway, have a great, wonderful, safe Thanksgiving. And we'll see you next Thursday, same time, same station with our regular Jiving Around. Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.